Hey, let's talk about a patient by the name of Margaret Bailey Williams. Margaret Bailey, Bailey Williams, 124-49. Yesterday was the 29th. So she was seen on the, no, 30th. She was seen on the 30th, of course. And at 2:30 p.m. and date of birth is 124-49. This is a this is a 76-year-old woman who's just moved to her daughter's house in Sugar Land, Texas, from the Crescent, C-R-E-S-C-E-N-T. Nursing facility. Hello? She was just moved from Crescent in Sugar Land to her home, to her daughter's home, period. Patient's son-in-law tells me that she was an accountant. She has three children. She was never a heavy smoker or drinker. She's divorced and is originally from New York, period. She currently suffers from Alzheimer's dementia, which is her hospice diagnosis, and where she was, where she has been placed on hospice. Where she is on hospice, under hospice care at this time. She also suffers from cellulitis of the right lower leg, leukocytosis, iron deficiency anemia, with a hospice diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, aphasia, dysphagia, minimal oral intake, protein calorie malnutrition, history of skin infection, allergic to cubitus ulcer, right side, no, left side, the cubitus ulcer, right side, and a vitamin D deficiency, period. Significant contributors to the contributors to the increased wound is contractures, PVD, weight loss, protein, calorie malnutrition, muscle wasting, severe impaired mobility. Patient probably weighs 60 pounds at this time. Minimal intake. Patient currently has a stage 3 hip decubitus ulcer on the right side. And a stage 3 on the left side. Patient's medications are reviewed today. At the time of evaluation, blood pressure was... ...90/60, pulse was 88, O2-SAT was 92% on room air. Patient's heart revealed positive, was one positive, was two distant heart sounds, very, very shallow breath sounds, severe muscle wasting, lower extremity, no edema. Patient is contracted, is not talking, not responding to verbal stimuli, but is responding to pain. Skin shows decreased turgor. There's a stage 3 pressure ulcer present at the right hip. Which was revealed and photographed with the permission of son-in-law, period. This is 3.5 by 0.5 centimeter in depth. Patient has a dressing in place, both Hydro, HYDRO, Fera, FERA, blue, one word, and a secondary dressing. There appears to be no odor, no drainage. There appears to be no odor or drainage, and nothing that appears to be a sign of infection. There's no epithelialization or eschar present. As far as the left hip is concerned, new paragraph, this is a stage 4 pressure ulcer, 4.5 by 0.5 centimeter in depth. Apparently, there's the previous measurements were 6 by 4.5 by 0.5. No, 5.9 by 4.5 by 5 a month ago, the beginning of August period. There appears to be no sinus tract involvement. There's minimal drainage. No odor. Minimal granulation. No slough, no eschar, no epithelialization. Assessment, 76-year-old woman with history of Alzheimer's dementia, end stage, total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, contracted. Minimal intake, severe protein calorie malnutrition with weight loss. Response to pain only, history of infected wounds, right hip as well as right hip, right left hip. Previous history of hypertension, now has issues with hypotension, iron deficiency anemia. Patient has less than 6 months to live, given the findings, our findings today. Given my findings today, expected to do poorly. Pain appears to be partially controlled. As far as the new paragraph, as far as the right hip is hip wound is concerned, I recommend continuing with Hydrofera blue with secondary dressing. As far as the left wound heal is concerned, the same as I would recommend with the continuation of Hydrofera blue with secondary dressing to cover with bordered gauze dressing and change every 3 days. And change the dressing, secondary dressing daily with changing the Hydrofera dressing every 3 days and or when the color changes. Once again, overall prognosis remains poor. Pictures have been submitted regarding this visit. Thank you.